The U.S. Department of Labor is telling us that farm worker migration is declining. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Border crossing became much more difficult and dangerous in the early 1990s as a result of, quote, prevention through deterrence, unquote, which was our border security policy. As a result, we have a situation today where farm workers have, again, quote, settled, unquote, in rural communities, defined by the USDA as working at a single location within 75 miles of their home. Here with more is Idaho Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam.
According to the U.S. Department of Labor, National Ag Worker Survey just last year showed that 68% of farm workers were born in Mexico and 27% were born in the U.S. That's not a big surprise. But we've found that the number of U.S. citizens in ag has been increasing. That may be because our migrant workforce is decreasing. So, you know, we hear so much from the administration about the wall, and in fact, we need these workers. Otherwise, who's going to milk the cows, and who's going to bring in the hay? We've kind of reached a crisis situation.
Since 2001, the rates of citizens working in agriculture has increased from 21 to 33%. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.